I suppose Irish fishermen would really consider that the waters are their own, but in truth, European vessels have a lot of access to our waters. In many species, we are only allowed to catch 17% of the fish in our own waters. In certain species, it's as low as 10, and certain species, it's as high as 23. So foreign vessels do take maybe 80% on average of the fish out of our waters. So in that context, they are European waters because many fleets work here. If people eat and support Irish fish and Irish fishermen, that fish must be processed here and distributed. So in fact, we're exporting many of the jobs from our waters as well, because when the other vessels catch the fish in our waters, they take them to other countries, that fish is processed and eaten there, so we do not benefit from it.
Just explain what happened when we joined the EU when it comes to quotas and when it comes to the watery land that is around Ireland.
Basically, we came out the wrong side of deals that were done, and between that and then in later years, maybe a lack of having fish on paper, maybe we were catching it and the paperwork wasn't there to prove it, and when it came to time that the quotas were allocated, we were the wrong side of a lot of those allocations.
So at the point when we were doing the negotiations with the EU, whereas all the French had this amazing logging system of all the fish they used to catch, we had very little.
That would be true, and the French knew that this was coming for a while, and they would have even overlogged certain species, so they got very large track records, whereas we may not have had enough paperwork in place to prove we were catching the fish, and that worked against us in later years.